Autobiography of a Pair of Socks. The Cozy Beginning, How I Was Born in a Socks Factory. You know, every great thing has humble beginnings. Imagine a rainbow before all its colors come together, or a cake before all the ingredients are mixed. Well, for me, it was the same. I started as a simple spool of yarn just sitting there among thousands of other spools, but not just any yarn, oh no. It was the softest, fluffiest yarn you could ever imagine. Imagine your mom's softest sweater, or the cozy blanket you snuggle into during movie night. That was me, all rolled up in a spool, waiting to become something even more fabulous. The magical machine that made me was like a wizard with needles instead of a wand. It weaved the yarn in and out, almost like it was braiding hair. You know how a snowflake is unique with no two alike. That's how I felt when the machine stitched me into existence. With each stitch, I felt more and more special. A place more magical than you think. Now, let me spill the beans about where I was born. You might think factories are boring, all clang and bang, but the sock factory where I was crafted, pure magic, my friends. Imagine a place where machines dance and threads sing. A place buzzing with as much energy as a school playground during recess. The factory was like a big, bustling city where every machine and person had their own job to do. Some machines were the mayors, taking care of the big decisions like how many socks to make. Then you had the worker machines, the citizens of the city, all humming and buzzing, turning soft yarn into cozy socks. Picture a Christmas workshop, but for socks, and instead of elves, there were people humming their favorite tunes as they worked. The final touch, how I got my colors and patterns. I bet you're wondering about my snazzy colors and cool patterns. That, my young friends, is the cherry on top of a sundae, the star on a Christmas tree, the grand finale of a fireworks show. You see, after all the stitching and weaving, it was time to give me some personality. A gigantic machine, as colorful as a box of crayons, drenched me in the most delightful colors. It's like that machine was painting a masterpiece, and I was its canvas. You know when you mix all your favorite colors of Play-Doh together and create something extraordinary, that's exactly how I felt. And let's not forget the patterns. Stripes, dots, zigzags, you name it. Imagine your favorite quilt filled with all kinds of shapes and designs. That's me in sock form. So there you have it, the snug, warm, and utterly fabulous journey of how I became the sock you love today. From a simple thread to a whimsical piece of art, each stage was a stepping stone to becoming your go-to pair for comfort and style. Just remember, great oaks from little acorns grow, or in my case, great socks from little threads sew. From shelves to smiles, my journey to your drawer? Being on a department store shelf is like being a contestant in the world's coziest beauty pageant. Imagine rows and rows of socks just like me. Some stripy, some dotted, and some even with funny faces. We're all there, basking under the fluorescent lights, waiting for someone to notice us. We're all jazzed up, kind of like cupcakes on display at a bakery. Yep, every sock dreams of the day they'll get picked, like a lottery ticket hoping to hit the jackpot. And boy, was I excited to see who would take me home. When you walked in, then came that day, the day that changed everything, my kiddo. The door chimed, and in you strolled. Your eyes were like two bright flashlight beams, scanning through the aisles. Even in a sea of socks, it felt like destiny that your gaze would find me. You picked me up. Felt my fabric, and it was like fireworks. Pop! Bam! Wow! It was like finding your favorite flavor of ice cream after trying a dozen others. You didn't have to say anything. Your smile said it all. You know how they say a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, your smile was worth a thousand snuggles, and I knew we were meant to be. The grand arrival. First day in your drawer. The ride home from the store felt like a parade. Before I knew it, I was gently placed into your sock drawer, my new home. The drawer. Imagine being a star in the night sky surrounded by other twinkly wonders. That's what the sock drawer felt like. I got folded neatly, tucked between a polka-dotted sock and another that looked like a candy cane. It felt like being tucked into bed for the first time, all warm and comfy. It was the start of our grand adventures together, like a pirate finding their trusted hat before setting sail. So there it is, the epic journey from shelves to smiles, all the way to your drawer. Life couldn't be more exciting for a sock like me. Every day in your drawer is like waking up on Christmas morning, full of surprises and jolly good times ahead. Next stop, adventures with you, of course. The dynamic duo, you and me, kid. Ah, the adventures we've had. When your feet and I team up, we become an unstoppable duo like peanut butter and jelly butt without the stickiness. Remember the time you wore me to that muddy playground? We ended up looking like a pair of chocolate donuts. Ah, the glory. Or how about our sprint during the school sports day? We were faster than your dad trying to catch the ice cream truck. Those are not just footsteps, they're memories stamped onto the canvas of life. The wash and wear cycle. Our spay days. Yes, the weekly wash. A socks version of a spa day. Just like you need a warm bath after a day of running around, I also get to freshen up in a bubbly whirlpool of a washing machine. Let's be honest, getting clean is like a rebirth for both of us. I come out all fluffy and cozy, like a marshmallow, ready to be part of a delicious s'more. And you get to feel like you're sliding your feet into clouds when you wear me next. It's a refreshing start that makes us ready for our next escapade. The future footsteps, where to next, partner? Now, we've had some terrific times, but guess what? The best is yet to come. The world is full of places for your feet and me to explore. Whether it's the sandy beaches where I can be your sandy cushion, or a hiking trail where I protect you from rocky rumbles, I'm up for anything. You know what they say? You never know how far you can go until you take that first step. And every step from here on out, it's a new chapter waiting to happen in the epic story of us. Life may have its ups and downs, but when you've got the right pair of socks, you can slide through anything with ease and comfort. In this dance of life, you could say we make a pretty good pair. A foot without a sock is like a kite without a string, just not as much. So let's go, kiddo. Let's take on the world, one comfy, cushioned step at a time.